You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, greetings. This is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Hope you have a great day. This is the Industrial Dojo. This is your daily deep dive into skills and abilities that can make you a success in the industrial space. So with that said, let's get on with the program. Thank you once again for joining. All right. I'm so glad you're here. Once again, we're going to keep this short, sweet, tactical, and to the point, and so that you can get on with your day as I sit there and I point and shut things down. So thanks again for joining. So I'm thinking about this is what happened. I asked my daughter. I said, she's in marketing. She's in a master's program in marketing. And I said, what is it? What are you going to do? Because the disruption of communication, let's say publication, and even movies and TV has been disrupted by the obvious, and that is, you know, how do you communicate and how do you get to your market when everybody's streaming movies, when everybody is surfing the old internet, and they only have around 3 to 5 seconds to be able to, you know, digest what you're trying to do and catch that attention. And of course, from a publication point of view, you know, billboards, I just don't see the ROI on those things. So what's interesting is that I was thinking while I was working out, I said, if you're not in the game, if you're not in the digital marketing game, if you're not doing everything that you possibly can to learn about what this is all about and get that attention and get that information out there and try to set yourself apart, I guarantee you your company or your competition is doing it. And we don't even know what, you know, the next 3-5 years are going to look like, but I guarantee you it's not going to look like it is today. And I encourage you, this is just an encouragement, to get out there and do what you can from a digital marketing. Learn, grow, use this platform. I whatever, it's all free. It doesn't really matter. I just want you to be successful and recognize that your market is changing, your competition is adapting, and you need to also be able to do that. So with that said, let's just get on into the next topic. Oh, I can't forget about that. I've set up a group on LinkedIn, and of course, it's the Industrial Dojo group, and I'd like for the opportunity to be able to have a group of people who are passionate about what they're going to be doing in the industrial digital space and how they're going to get that information out there, and how do you leverage this technology to fill that funnel, to gain that attention, and to definitely grow your business. So if you're small, you need to have some ability to be able to get your message out there. If you're mid-sized, same thing. It doesn't stop. You want to get that funnel full. So anyway, the group is called Industrial Dojo Group. Look at it, get out there, see if you want to join, but it's relatively new. Be the first to join, that would be great too. So back on to where we're at today. And just to summarize, the first one was specific about where I came from and what I do and why I'm passionate about what this platform is providing, because I get to meet people like you. And once again, it is a sharing economy, and I'm not looking for anything that deviates from that sharing economy. So I'm going to be providing content as much as I possibly can. So that was the first one. The second one, of course, is correct thinking. Are you fearful? Are you letting your failures drive who you are? Today is the day, well, back when we did it, is a time to stop. You've got to be, once again, very focused on those thoughts, because right off the bat, they're going to sit there and dictate how you're going to succeed in the future. If you're going to let your past dictate your future, I guarantee you I've made a lot of mistakes. I have failed a lot of times. I have been frightened. And it's just come to the conclusion that I'm just going to continue to pursue. What? I'm not going to die. So same thing. Continue. Look at that. Be reflective. And if you're fearful, get past that. If you're saying, hey, that was my past, and I had failures, get past that. Nobody really cares. This is the kick in your britches that you need. Get going. So this short snippet is going to be talking specifically about a positive outlook. You know as well as I do, you've got to have a good positive outlook. For me personally, I'm excited each and every day, and it's taken time. Don't get me wrong. It's taken time to not get pulled down by negative thought, by people telling me that I can't do certain things, my failures. You have to fight. It's truly easier to sit there and gravitate to the negative, because there's a lot of negative people out there. If they're in your group, you're going to gravitate toward it. It takes a strong individual with correct thinking to overcome that, negative thought. So what I always do is I look at individuals and I try to truly see the good. I'm not a meme. I'm not going to sit there and create a little doggone thing, and I'm not going to be a meme. But I know that in general, statistically speaking, the majority of the people that I come in contact with have a good heart, have a desire to do and grow and be better at what they do. They have families. They have friends. They have commitments, and truly they do desire to be better. So I truly ask and encourage you to sit there and see the good in people and enjoy the opportunity, because here in this digital world, we don't really get the opportunity to be able to truly interact. But this platform, you listeners, we get a chance to truly interact. You could go out there and comment. I'll respond all day long, because we've got to recognize that people are special, you're special, and we can't allow fear and the past failures to dictate our future. Today is a day we recognize that people are special. So one of the tactical things that you could consider is you look at your circle of friends and say, okay, I see it, I understand it, and be truthful with yourself, right? And say, okay, that individual is dragging me down. And it could be you. You could be dragging people down. But if that's the case, I challenge you to consider finding people who are positive. Find me. I'm all out there, and I want to interface with people who are positive and encouraging and entrepreneurial and have a desire to, it sounds noble, it sounds gold, it sounds grand, but to really change the world. You work in an industrial market. The industrial market itself transforms lives. You should be very proud of that. You should take that to the bank and just sit there and do everything you can. Be positive to people. Be positive at work and start transforming the world. It can be done. Think of the people. Think of the heroes in life that whatever drives them internally, whatever is in their heart is driving them to change the world. And they put their pants on the same way. You can do the same thing. This platform, this opportunity, this Industrial Talk podcast, this dojo, this group is designed to be able to interact with people who truly desire to change the industrial world, okay? And so I challenge you each and every day. So find that individual, be mindful of it, stop being fearful, consider and stop thinking about the failures dictating your future, and really commit to being just seeing the good in people. Stop being negative. It will constantly rewire that brain. It will drag you down, no doubt about it. And it gets harder and harder as long as you keep going in that negative path to break those connections within your brain and find people. Find people who are just doggone happy and merciful and just enjoy you as an individual so that you can begin being that positive individual. And so I said, I'm just not a meme. I just want to be with people who have that positive outlook. So with that said, I went out and I found a quote from General Patton, of course, and it's pertinent. You need to overcome the tug of people against you as you reach for higher goals. You're going to have to fight that. People have a tendency to pull you back. That's that negativity. They don't want you to proceed forward to whatever next level, whatever your dreams. It makes people feel uncomfortable. But I'm here to tell you that you have got to resist that tug. And if you have dreams, go for it. If you have desires and future aspirations, go for it. There's no reason within this world, with all this technology, with every bit of information out there, there is no reason you can't achieve what you desire to achieve. The Industrial Talk Podcast is here just because I want to interface with you, the positive, the person who desires to grow and change and really impact the industrial space. So you know that I'm out there on Industrial Talk Podcast, industrialtalk.com. I'm out there on LinkedIn, Scott McKenzie, or Industrial Talk. I'm out there on Facebook, Industrial Talk. So you can contact me. I'll pump you up all day long. I want to get to know you. And I'm so thankful, once again, and I'm honored to have each and every one of you who listen to this podcast there. Now, I've just got a business thing to deal with, right? Okay, Monday. These are good people, by the way. Reliability Web, they're positive, they're wonderful, they're out there, right? And so they've got a conference coming up on Monday this week. There's still time. If you have a desire to get involved in the reliability world, this company, Reliability Web, is phenomenal. The people are phenomenal. You want to be positive? You want to be able to impact your business in a positive way? You want to impact your career in a positive way? Reliability Web is it. And they got a conference in Las Vegas starting on the 23rd. You still have time. It lasts a week, you know, and you get to interface with individuals, companies, and people who are just passionate about reliability. So, once again, I thank you. I'm honored that you joined the Industrial Talk Podcast, the Industrial Dojo. Of course, you can find me out on my YouTube channel, Industrial Talk Podcast. It's all out there as well. Go to my website, Industrial Talk, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Yeah, we're out there. Industrial_talk. So there's no reason why you can't reach out. I want to meet you. So thank you. Have a great day and be safe.